Robinson's family.
I was born in the year 1632 in the city of York of a good family, though not of that country, my father being a foreigner of Bremen, who settled first at Hull. He got a good estate by merchandise, and leaving off his trade, lived afterward at York, from whence he had married my mother, whose relations were named Robinson, a very good family at country, and from whom I was called Robinson Kreutznauer. But by the usual corruption of words in England, we are now called, nay, we call ourselves, and write a name, Crusoe, and so my companions always called me. Being the third son of the family, and not bred to any trade, my head began to be filled very early with rambling thoughts. My father, who was very ancient, had given me competent share of learning as far as house education, and a country free school generally goes, and designed for the law. But I would be satisfied with nothing but going to sea, and my inclination to this led me so strongly against the will, nay, the commands of my father, and against all the entreaties and persuasion of my mother and other friends, that there seemed to be something fatal in propension of nature, tending directly to the life of misery which was to befall me. My father, a wise and grave man, gave me serious excellent counsel against what he foresaw was my design. He called me one morning into his chamber, where he confined by the gout, and expostulated very warmly me upon this subject. He asked me what reasons, more a mere wandering inclination, I had for leaving my father's house and my native country, where I might be well introduced, and had a prospect of raising my fortunes by application and industry, with a life of ease and pleasure, he told me, that mine was the middle state, or what might be called the upper station of low life, which he had found by long experience was the best state in the world, the most suited to human happiness, not exposed to the miseries and hardships, the labour and sufferings of the mechanic part of mankind, and not embarrassed with the pride, luxury, ambition, and envy of the upper part of mankind.